Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans who, like me, make the trip over to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you two are mad about Disney, then this is definitely the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the person who thinks that Dole Whip is something you'd find in 50 Shades of Grey, then this really is the podcast for you. Every week we get the latest news from the parks and I chat to some other Disney fans like me. This week is a top five special. The top five places to go to escape the madness of the parks. This is the most magical podcast on earth, part of the Secret Recordings Network. And this week we are doing a top five places to escape from the parks. Now, it might be quite a while now before your next trip to Walt Disney World, but maybe this podcast is just 10 minutes to escape and pretend that you're there. Close your eyes and drift off to some amazing places in Walt Disney World. Or maybe it's going to give you some ideas of things you didn't know about. When we can go back and we can start resort hopping again, or maybe we go back and we can't park hop and you've got extra time and you want to do a few extra things, then maybe here's a few ideas. Especially when it's your first time and you go to Walt Disney World and you just want to go hell for leather. You want to spend every single moment of the day in the parks, from rope drop, you'll be there before the park opens, to fireworks and beyond. If there's an extra magic hour that goes on till 2 o'clock in the morning, you'll want to be there and you'll have like 2 hours sleep and you will be exhausted, especially if you've got kids. First few days, because of jet lag, they've not acclimatized, they're not accustomed to the American time, they're waking up at 4:30 in the morning, and then they realize they're at Disney, and then there is no keeping them down. They'll want to be at the parks at 6 o'clock, even before they're open. So which means by lunchtime they will be exhausted, they will be grouchy and grumpy and tired. So where can we go to chill? Well, if you've got little kids, probably the best thing to do is go back to your hotel room, jump on the resort bus if you're staying on property, and just go back for a couple of hours, little power nap, refreshed, give them some coffee, I'm only joking, then get back in the parks if you want to go back for the fireworks later on. Or maybe if you've not got kids, there are some great places in the parks where you can just kind of escape the madness for a while. There's some great bars, there's some great lounges, for example, Hollywood Studios, Baseline Tap House is a great place to get some beers and maybe a few bar snacks. Nomad Lounge as well in Animal Kingdom, which is just by the bridge to Pandora. It's a proper little escape. I know AJ from Disney Food Blog, who's eaten at all the restaurants and quick services in Disney, this is one of her favourites to go. And it's just by the river there. And it's like you've just turned a corner. You've escaped from the chaos. So there are places to go if you just want to sit down and have a wine or a cocktail. But what if you want to just get out of the parks for a while? Just a couple of hours just to get out. And it's well worth it because there's some great resorts just literally on the doorsteps of the parks. So here are my top five places to go to escape the chaos of the parks. Starting at number five, I'm sending you to the Grand Floridian. If you're at Magic Kingdom, you want to escape for an hour or two, then jump on the monorail over to the beautiful Grand Floridian Resort. This is the one that was mentioned in episode one of the podcast, by the way, because Sophie, on our first episode, got a free stay there. She stayed there for a couple of nights for nothing with a theme park view. Go back to episode one and listen to how that happened. But do, if you've got time, have a look at the Grand Floridian. It is a gorgeous resort. As I say, just jump on the monorail. You can't walk from Magic Kingdom to the Grand Floridian. You can walk from the Grand Floridian to the Polynesian. If you want a little bit of a stroll along the beach over towards the Polynesian, make that part of your route as well. The best time to go is in the afternoon. If you go in the afternoon, have a look at the beautiful lobby that they've got in there. There's also the band that plays live every afternoon, the Grand Floridian Society Orchestra. And at 3:30, I think they still do this on most days, they have the Princess's Parade. So Cinderella at 3:30 will come down the staircase and she will waltz with Prince Charming in the lobby of Grand Floridian while the orchestra plays. It's gorgeous. You can have an afternoon tea there as well. Go and have a look at the wedding chapel. Yes, people can get married at Grand Floridian. I know, because that's where I got married in January 2019. Also as well, if you happen to be there around Christmas, so from the mid towards the end of November, in the Grand Floridian, it's famous for this, they have this huge gingerbread house, a life-size gingerbread house. So big, you can actually go in it. They have a shop in there, made entirely out of gingerbread. Incredible. So number five on my list of places to go to escape the parks is Grand Floridian. Number four, if you're at Animal Kingdom, you want to get out for an hour or two, or maybe you're having a half day at Animal Kingdom, go to Animal Kingdom Lodge. If you love Animal Kingdom and you haven't seen the huge resort Animal Kingdom Lodge, oh, it's incredible. The architecture in there is just wonderful. Again, another big lobby as you're going in. The Animal Kingdom Lodge is made up of two parts. So you've got the actual Jumbo House, which is the main hotel, and Kidani Village, which is over at the other side. You can get a bus from Animal Kingdom. It'll take you to Animal Kingdom Lodge and it'll stop off at both of those parts. But do go and have a look. They have animals there. You can go and have a look at the animals. You can sit outside, maybe get something from the quick service and sit outside and look at the animals. Or maybe you want to stop for food. I can strongly recommend a restaurant called Sanaa, which is over at Kidani Village, Animal Kingdom. Now, I made the mistake the first time I went of going here at night because it overlooks the savannah, it overlooks the animals, and at night, it's pitch black. Didn't see anything. So lunchtime is the best time to go to Sanaa. It's very famous for its bread service. There's loads of flatbreads and different dipping sauces that you can use. So that's a very good lunch. They do breakfast as well, which is, I think, is a quick service breakfast. And also, because there are quite a few restaurants over at Animal Kingdom in both of the parts of the hotel, they do free food tours. So in the afternoon, you'll need to ask about this, but they do tours just once a day where they will show you around the restaurants and how the food is prepared. They will tell you about the architecture in there and also how the food has come about to be like a local delicacy. And also, as the best part of it, not only is the tour free, you get to sample some of the food as well over at Animal Kingdom Lodge. So it's definitely well worth a visit. We love a freebie, and Mickey Mouse don't give a lot away for nothing. I'll tell you that for sure. Number four is Animal Kingdom Lodge for my top five places to go just to escape from the madness of the parks. Number three, we're going back to the Magic Kingdom, and we're jumping on a boat from Magic Kingdom to go over to Wilderness Lodge, another great resort, which looks very similar to Animal Kingdom Lodge when you go into the lobby there. Again, this is a resort which is in two parts. There's the actual lodge, Wilderness Lodge. Then there's the campgrounds, which are massive, by the way. And if you go to Halloween, around Halloween time, they all decorate the lodges up and they have these little golf buggies that they can hire to drive them around. They get decorated up as well for Christmas and Halloween. So that's one thing to look at. You can also do like a horse and carriage tour around the Wilderness Lodge campsite as well. But over to the actual Wilderness Lodge. Again, quite a few things to do around here. This is where you can go and eat with Snow White, Artist Point. There's a character dining there with Snow White and a couple of the dwarves and the Wicked Queen. Walt Disney has got a steam train room over there where you can have a look at his love of steam trains. That's also in Wilderness Lodge. But one of my favourite places to go, just when you're getting out of the park, you just want a couple of hours, maybe just sitting, having a drink, just chilling out. There's a little lounge called Geezer Point, which is right by Bay Lake. So you're literally sitting on the lake, overlooking, you can see Magic Kingdom, you can see the Contemporary Resort, you can get a few drinks. There's really comfortable seats there. You can get some food and just chill out. Then jump on the boat, straight back over to Magic Kingdom for the fireworks or whatever you want to do in the evening. Great place to go. Do you agree with these, by the way? Don't forget, these are only my top five. They're not the definitive top five. These are just my opinions. We are on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. Look out for @PodMagical. Number two. Have you predicted number one yet, by the way? Hopefully you will have. Number two on my list of places to go to escape the parks, if you are at Epcot or maybe even at Hollywood Studios, go to Boardwalk. Now, Boardwalk isn't just a hotel. It's an entire mini resort. It's like a mini Disney Springs, if you like. There are bars and restaurants. There's the Boardwalk Hotel, the Yacht and Beach Club hotels, there's the Swan and Dolphin Hotel, all around the lagoon there. You can walk around. You can do a full lap around there. It's very quiet during the day. You can have a really nice stroll. Maybe go and get a margarita or a pizza from the pizza window or go to the bakery. They've got a little bakery there. Also as well, Ample Hills Ice Creamery. Ample Hills. They got one in New York and they've got one over at Disney Boardwalk. incredible ice cream. And the boardwalk is just, it's like taking a step back in time to how people used to holiday way back in the 20s and 30s, just a really grand resort. Again, at night, if you want to nip out at night, you're at Epcot. Again, it just comes to life at night where they've got street performers on the boardwalk. You've also got the Dueling Pianos bar as well, if you fancy a bit of a laugh at night. These two guys can play anything. Place called Jelly Rolls, which is on the boardwalk. So there's a place to go. Boardwalk is about a 5-minute walk just outside of the Epcot entrance where you come out of the World Showcase. It's about a 15-minute walk if you're at Hollywood Studios as well, or you can get a boat. Oh, and another thing to do as well, if you're there and you're up for it, you've got a bit of energy, you can hire the bikes. You know these Surreys, and they're called Surreys, where it's a bike where you've got four people on. Incredible fun. Don't do it after you've done margaritas, which I did, because there is a very steep hill at one point and the brakes are not really strong enough. Number two on my places to go to escape the parks is the boardwalk just outside Epcot. So number one, have you guessed it? The place to go. It's a place where some people will come back from a couple of weeks at Walt Disney World and they say, oh, we never got to go there. We never went. Number one on my place to go just to escape the parks, Disney Springs. Disney, if you have never been, you are missing out on, well, the most incredible restaurants at Disney Springs, including my favourite restaurant, not just in Disney Springs, not just in Disney, but in the entire world. My favourite restaurant ever is at Disney Springs. It's a place called Chef Art Smith's Homecoming. They have fried chicken now. You might have heard of fried chicken and waffles. Now, here in the UK, we're like, what, chicken with waffles and like maple syrup? Well, over at Chef Art Smith's, it's fried chicken and donuts, and it's incredible. The moonshine cake is really good. The moonshine is great as well. But so many fantastic places to eat. A couple of cheap places to eat over at Disney Springs as well. If you're into your chicken, Chicken Guy is out there. Some other great, but Boathouse is over there, another restaurant. Also as well, Chef Morimoto. You've got Morimoto's, which is a great place to go for lunch. If you're on the Disney dining plan, by the way, Morimoto's at dinner is 2 credits because it's so good. It's a signature restaurant. But at lunchtime, it's only 1 credit. So Morimoto's, if you want some Asian food, loads of stuff going on at Disney Springs, not to mention the shopping that you can do. There's the huge Disney shop down there. And also as well, if you want a completely different experience, how about getting a tour in a vintage Ampi car? So this is a classic 1960s car, a convertible car. So on land, it's a car, but then it splashes in the water and you can have like a half an hour tour in the car that turns into a boat. I think it's about $125 for a car. It's 25, 30 minutes, I think. But again, something unique and different if you wanted to have a go at that. If you've ever done that, by the way, I would love to see your pictures. You can send them over Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at PodMagical. Same place to go if you want to be on the podcast 1 week, or maybe you've got a top five of your own. You know some suggestions of places we can go to escape the madness of the parks. Counting down my top five again at 5, heading over from Magic Kingdom to Grand Floridian. At number 4, heading from Animal Kingdom to Animal Kingdom Lodge. At number 3 is Wilderness Lodge, just a boat ride from Magic Kingdom. Boardwalk is at number 2, just outside Epcot. And number 1 is Disney Springs, where you just get a boat from any of the theme parks, any of the resorts. I will take you over to Disney Springs for the best restaurants. We'll be back, of course, next week. Meanwhile, don't forget you can like us and subscribe as well if you haven't done so on Apple Podcasts. And over on Spotify, we've got a brand new podcast coming every Friday. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.